But do you think they had have had you under supervision a couple of days, maybe in advance, before they took you into the ship?
The what?
Or do you think it was pure
coincidence
that you were taken aboard?
I think so. Because I couldn't think of a better person for them to do it to.
What I think of is that you are white and your man is black.
Yeah.
And that would be something too.
Yeah.
For them exactly. To take examine.
Yeah.
So maybe you were studied by them a few days before, something like that.
So we don't know.
No.
I mean, they could have sat here in the living room, you know.
They could have picked you out.
Mm.
And we. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me tell you something that happened. A few years ago, before this happened, this was in the 50s, I was over here in Maine visiting with the family. And it was a warm night, and we're sitting outdoors on the porch when we saw what we thought at that time was a plane very slowly going across the sky. And while we're watching it, it exploded in midair and burned. Now, we said, we've seen a plane blow up. Mm-hmm. We turned on the radio, we turned on the TV, nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, up to by my mother's, my nephew had seen this burning debris come down from the sky. Mm-hmm. And he watched it, and when it cooled off, he got some of that. And my sister gave some pieces to me and said, we don't know what it is. Maybe I had some friends at the university.
Hmm.
Maybe you could get someone to analyze it. So I had all these pieces. And I had them in the closet there on the top shelf. And, I didn't find anybody to analyze them. So, just before, about 4 days before we left to go on the trip, Bonnie said, what's that stuff up on the top shelf? Why don't you throw it away? We could use the shelf. Well, I was having some fill put in the backyard. So I took the pieces and I threw them in the backyard. And when they dumped the sand, they covered them.
Mm.
And about 3 days later, we go on the trip. And when I saw the craft, we just like the one I saw explode.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe it's a connection.
Yeah.
Is that a connection?
Mm.
Probably.
Did somehow they know I had the pieces?
Yeah.
Or maybe they interpreted it that I had an interest or something. I don't know. But it was kind of cool.
That's likely.
You didn't examine that the pieces were still there when you got back?
No, because it was a whole big truckload. Sand.
They are down there outside.
Yeah. And then afterwards I said, how did I keep them?
Yeah.
Well, if you can't explain something, you get rid of it.
Yes.
Get out of your life. It doesn't exist.
It's not a very good idea.
So that, but at the time I saw that, I thought it was a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But then later, after I saw the UFO, I said, planes don't have windows the same shape as that.